Hare Krishna. Now, after describing so many basic things, so many elevated things of Ashtanga Yoga, now Krishna is giving some practical tips to all these yogis. It is not just for these Ashtanga Yogis, it is actually meant for everyone who is actually reading Bhagavad Gita. So, let's see the practical tips from Krishna. Shloka number 16. Natya ashnatastu yogosti. न चैकान्तम् अनशनतः न चाति स्वप्नशीलस्य जागरतो नैव चार्जुन. सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग न योगो अस्ति. देर इज नो पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ वन बिकमिंग अ योगी इफ ही इज अति अश्नतः इफ ही इज ईटिंग टू मच. And then it is said again, na cha ekantam anashnatah. And also at the same time, if the person is ekantam anashnatah, is overly abstaining from eating. If suppose he is doing that, that is, he is eating too little, then even such a person cannot become a yogi. And then two more are given. What is that? Na cha atiswapna shilasya. Also, if the person is sleeping too much, even such a person cannot become a yogi. And jagrato na eva cha Arjuna. O Arjuna, even a person who is jagratah, who is awake too much, basically it means who sleeps very, very little, such a person also cannot become a true yogi. So basically, 4 points. The one who eats too much, and one who eats too little, one who sleeps too much, one who sleeps too little, such a person cannot become a yogi. That is what is the essence of this particular shloka. Very nice points to meditate on. It's given here in purport. Regulation of diet and sleep is recommended herein for the yogis. So just see, this is something which is very much important for everyone, not just Ashtanga yogi. Even for us as bhakti yogis, this is very, very important. So it is given here. Too much eating means eating more than is required to keep the body and soul together. If suppose someone is asking this question, what do you mean by too much eating? Can you please tell me? So here it is given. More than eating, which is just meant to keep the body and soul together. So the foodstuff that is needed to keep the body and soul together. If we eat more than that, then that is called as too much eating. So by the way, body and soul together means to remain alive. That's what it means. There is no need for men to eat animals because there is an ample supply of grains, vegetables, fruits and milk. Such simple foodstuff is considered to be in mode of goodness according to the Bhagavad Gita. Animal food is for those in the mode of ignorance. Now this is a very important point to note. Nowadays there is too much of publicity of eating non-veg foodstuffs. And people feel that, oh, by eating this, I'll become strong, I'll get this protein and that vitamin and so on and so forth. But one thing we have to understand is, one vitamin surely the person will get. And that is called as S-I-N, sin. So this is very, very clear. So this point is very important to understand that we have to lead a holistic life. Because finally the goal of life is not maintain this body. This body is anyways going to melt, is going to become weak and get destroyed. Angam galitam. It's going to happen very soon. But then, if we are just focusing on this, that is, I want to maintain this body, keep it strong, do this, do that. And for doing all this, keeping the body strong, I'll eat animals. Then the person is going to suffer a lot. Yes. So this point is very important to understand that who should actually have this animal food or for whom it is recommended. For people who are in ignorance. See, let's understand what is non-veg. What is non-veg? It is a dead body. Now when some person dies at home, what people do? The entire house is filled with negativity, first. Second, till that body is taken away from the house, nothing is cooked in the house. And once the body is taken out of the house to the crematorium, the entire place is nicely washed, entire house is nicely washed, nicely cleaned, and everywhere pure water of Ganga, Yamuna, those are sprinkled. Gomutra is sprinkled to purify. Yes. Now, same type of dead body is packed in a packet and that we get in the kitchen and nicely cook and eat. Now just imagine how much negativity the person will get. This people will not understand. Why? Because already the consciousness is so disturbed. It is so disturbed that little bit of more disturbance, you know, they will not be able to make it out. So anyone who eats non-veg, non-veg foodstuffs, their consciousness will get spoilt and deteriorate every single time they get into that particular activity. So this eating non-veg is something which is a great obstacle on the path of spirituality. Any path of spirituality, this eating of non-veg is actually considered to be very, very abominable. Because the person's consciousness will degrade and he'll not be able to progress on the path of spirituality. Then if we are not supposed to eat non-veg, then what are we supposed to eat? We are supposed to eat the food in the mode of goodness. What are those? So we have grains, vegetables, fruits, milk and so on. So many are there. So many are there. So many wonderful tasty preparations can be made from all this. And this is what Krishna is recommending in Bhagavad Gita also. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. All the veg foodstuffs which come in this category. Patram, leaves. Pushpam, that is flowers. Then phalam, fruit. And toyam is water. So all the vegetarian food actually come in this particular category. And these vegetarian foodstuffs are only recommended for the human beings. And especially for the ones who are progressing on the path of bhakti or the path of spirituality, they have to be very, very cautious about this. What they are putting in the mouth, that is very, very important. They cannot compromise with this particular thing. Because whatever we put in the mouth, whatever we eat, that's what we become. We eat animals, we become animals. There is no question, there is no other question apart from this or what will happen to me. We'll surely become animal. And we can see that how the entire consciousness will become so degraded and the person will actually start behaving like an animal. He will not get interest at all to practice spirituality. So strongly Vedic scriptures say no, no to meat eating. So it is given here that those who indulge in animal food, so animal food is the animals which are eaten as food, you know, that food, animal food, drinking, smoking. So drinking is drinking all the alcohol and other intoxicants. Smoking and eating food which is not first offered to Krishna will suffer sinful reactions because of eating only polluted things. So all these are actually categorized as polluted things. In fact, Krishna speaks this in great detail in 17th and 18th chapter. There we will see in great detail. Here, no, just to give some superficial understanding, these all are categorized as polluted things. And these polluted things, once it enters our mouth, goes into the belly, it actually pollutes our entire body, our entire consciousness. This is one. When we are living, our consciousness is polluted. When we leave this body, we have to suffer a lot in various hellish planets, you know, for committing these sins. So it is given that one who eats sin and eats more than is allotted to him cannot execute perfect yoga. Such people cannot practice spirituality. Firstly, they will not get interest. Even if they get interest, with time the interest will die down and they will not be able to continue. Right? So it's very important to eat Krishna prasadam. When someone eats Krishna prasadam, such a person will be sober, in mode of goodness, and he will be able to progress very, very fast on this path of bhakti. Also, another thing from Ayurveda, from the Vedic scriptures, is this. That how much to eat? Many times people ask, how much to eat? So we have a stomach, you know, consider the stomach to be a big circle. So we have to fill the half of this circle with food. And then the quarter part, now that is remaining, the half part is remaining, so divide in two. So the quarter that is there, that has to be filled with water, and the other, you know, should be left for the air. So when we eat a lot, what will happen? Ah! The burp comes. So basically the air is saying, oh, there is no space within, so I'm coming out. That's what the air is saying when it comes out. So this is what it is. So if we want to live a healthy life, healthy lifestyle, then this is what is recommended. The stomach should be half filled with food, the quarter part should be filled with water, and another quarter should be left for air. Now here it is said, that only the Krishna conscious person can attain perfection in yoga practice, nor can one who artificially abstains from eating, manufacturing his own personal process of fasting, practice yoga. The Krishna conscious person observes fasting as it is recommended in scriptures. So nowadays, you know, again, there's another trend of fasting also. People want to fast as they like. For various nonsensical things, people want to fast. So when should we fast? We have to fast according to what is given in Shastra. In Vedic scriptures, see, Vedic scriptures are extremely practical. If we just follow Vedic scriptures, our body will remain very, very healthy, mind will remain healthy, and we'll be able to very nicely progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. So, which are the days when we have to fast? One of the days I'll try to speak here. The day is called as Ekadashi. And very, very scientific this day is called. Ekadashi is very, very scientific. It comes once in 15 days. So, twice in a month we have this Ekadashi. So, on that particular day, the person fasts completely. So, now what happens when the person is fasting? According to science, so when a person fasts once in 15 days, there's something called as detoxification that is happening. So when it comes to body detoxification, all the toxins are removed. So this is the material side. But on the spiritual side, the person gets a lot of time on that particular day to engage in service of Krishna. So it is called as upavas. Upa means near and vas means to stay. To stay near whom? To stay near Krishna. So that is the day that is meant to stay near Krishna. So we have spiritual benefit, we have material benefit. So it is said, if we follow Vedic scriptures, we will get all benefits from material to spiritual. Now it is said that one who eats more than required will dream very much while sleeping and must consequently sleep more than is required. I don't think I need to explain this. Now we can try this. We can eat nicely and on that particular day we'll sleep very, very nicely for long hours. So it is recommended here, one should not sleep more than 6 hours daily. One who sleeps more than 6 hours out of 24 hours is certainly influenced by mode of ignorance. A person in the mode of ignorance is lazy and prone to sleep a great deal. Such a person cannot perform yoga. So again and again, the point is mentioned here that if we are in ignorance, we cannot progress in the practice of spirituality. Ignorance means laziness, too much of sleep and all that. So a person who is into all this, he cannot progress much. It's very, very difficult. So we have to try our best to live a life in mode of goodness. The lifestyle should be molded in such a way that it is in mode of goodness and not ignorance. So now Krishna is going to continue this theme and is going to give more practical tips in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.